Ready, 1, 2, 3, go?
Ready, 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, this is a real BS show, you know that.
That's right.
I guess everybody knows that. Are we world famous yet?
I'm assuming we are. We're global.
We're global? Mm. Well, that's something. Global, sounds like a hairdressing or something.
Yeah. Global cuts.
Yeah. Well, it's raining like crazy outside, and so I'm kind of just drying out here.
Cold, too.
Yeah, it's cold. Yeah, it's getting cold.
We're feeling the cold.
Yeah, winter time's coming. Ooh, I hate winter. I didn't hate it as much as I do now. I don't know why. The older I get, the worse it is.
Now you're starting to see why people move to Florida or yeah, the desert or something, you know?
For sure.
In the desert.
Ooh, man. Well, even if you go to, like, Alabama where, you know, it may see 32 once in a while.
Right.
It's, you know, they get a dusting of snow and they shut everything down.
The truth.
It's crazy.
They don't even have snow equipment down there.
No, they don't. They don't spread no salt on anything. So it can get slippery down there. But, California's the same way.
Yeah.
Except for up in the mountains.
But right.
Down below in the valley there, they don't have anything.
No.
Of course, I don't think it ever snows there either.
Not too often. Not from what I've heard, no.
You go up in the mountains, it snows eight feet at a time.
Right. Whew,
man.
They call it the rain shadow effect, I believe. Because you have the other side of the mountain that's desert, and then all the snow and rain gets dumped on the west side of the mountains, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, Tahoe's pretty nasty.
You go over them. Yeah, Tahoe gets real deep. That's where all the skiing is. You go over that, though, you go past down through the Donner Pass and all that. You run into Reno and desert.
For some reason, Donner Pass makes me hungry when I go through it.
Well, you should be, because they starved to death.
That was a joke. Is it too soon for that one?
What, Donner Pass?
Yeah.
Donner Pass joke?
Yeah. Too soon, I guess.
You're running the show here. So
no, I'm not really. Am I really?
Yeah.
We kind of did a mix here, bag of picks, you know, today. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You were picking them out there.
Well, it was your input, too, you know.
Yeah. Some of them I kind of liked and didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember old Uriah Heep. We opened for them in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's where I met my wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who knew?
At a concert?
Well, we opened, we played, and then they played after us. But then they used our speakers because we had more than they did. And they were sitting on top of my van, so I couldn't leave until the show was over, and then the van wouldn't start, so I was stuck there for a couple of days trying to figure out what was the matter with it. It was a coil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So it was, that's where I met her anyways. Ooh.
Where was that at?
And the rest is history. At Forbes Field? Is it down by Pitt?
Oh, okay.
It was a big park. I don't know. They were good, though. Uriah Heep was a good bunch of guys. They were good musicians, no doubt about it. There was somebody else that played there, too. Moses from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think they were there, and we were there.
What year was that?
Philip. I don't know, 69, 70,
oh,
71,
wow.
Someplace in there. Probably 70.
Right.
That was a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, well, Uriah Heep was there then, too. So, I mean,
right.
I don't know if they're still going. Or...
I mean, I can look. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it kind of shocks you sometimes.
They had some good music. There's no doubt about it.
Right. It's amazing
the way they did it was pretty nice.
It's amazing how all these bands, they were an English rock band formed in 1969, and they're still going. That's a shock. They even have new albums out.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they have a farewell tour. On September 19th, they announced that in 2024 they'll be doing an embarking on a farewell tour.
That'll be the end of them?
Yeah. Huh. So it started on February 19th, 2025, and, Oh, they corrected it in August, saying that I'd like to correct a possible misconception about this tour we're on. It's by no means our final tour.
It's just a farewell tour.
Yeah. They didn't mean a farewell tour is an actual farewell tour. It's just a magician's farewell is what they meant. I don't know. It's confusing. Either way, they've been playing for 55 years, you know?
Yeah. That's probably got some new people in there, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You know, well, it says here that really you got the keyboards and backing vocals and lead vocals are two different. Well, they got really, it looks like the Mick Box, and that's it. That's the only original member. Wow. So this kind of shows you, you know, that they been through a lot, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just
it's a tough life.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. You know. What do you do? When you factor in these guys have been going for a while. I mean, some of them have passed on, like Kenneth Hensley. He passed on. Ken Hensley. But yeah, that's you know. You look back at some of these bands, there's so many bands out there that just, you know, they're still performing, you know, like Rolling Stones, you know, love or hate them, they're still out there playing.
I can't imagine playing the same songs for 50 years.
But that money rolls in. Jeez. I guess you'd dance like a monkey, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
I don't know. I'm not saying I'd sell out, but there's a certain point where you have to recognize, man, that's paying for their great-great-grandkids to be in a well-off position, so... At that point,
well, if they asked me to play, you know, sit in with them, I'd tell them to go pound salt.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to shake your hips.
I don't want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, yeah. But the difference between musicians and comedians is, you know, musicians can play the same song over and over and over again, but comedians, they can't tell the same joke over and over again because, you know, they get booed, you know. So I think in some ways, yeah, musicians are cool and all that, but comedians. Boy, they have a hard time.
They just got to create new stuff, that's all.
All the time.
There's lots to choose from, though. There's always new subjects to pick.
Oh, sure.
To pick on.
The same old ones. There could be new takes on the old subjects. Same with music. You know, a lot of it's, there's love, there's, you know, war, there's, you know, there's other topics people could sing about besides just, you know, the same old thing.
A lot of it sounds like noise to me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, they're just banging on instruments and... I don't know, screaming and hollering. And,
so right there, Bill does not like chimpanzee music.
I don't know if I've ever heard chimpanzee. I mean, well, I probably have. I didn't know it was chimpanzees.
Yeah. Yeah. But we got one here that's Humble Pie.
I don't know much about them either.
They're back from your days.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably all dead, too.
I know.
Jeez.
Hard to say. You know?
Wishbone Ash was another. They were good, but they just didn't, you know, they didn't have that sparkle that,
right.
You know, that. But they were good.
That's also, good. You also think about all the bands out there that were really good, but let's say they had interpersonal conflict with band members or management.
Well,
or
they all had that. I mean,
right. I mean, is that inevitable? I mean,
pretty much, yeah.
Unless you cloned yourself.
It's like having four or five wives at the same time.
You know, right.
You know, you're not gonna survive that.
Right.
So, I don't know. You want to play some songs?
Yeah.
All right. You got control of everything, so.
All right.
Go for it.
Never seen me sad before. We thought of more, just a laugh. Know that all I hope to do is make you understand just what I am, what I'm trying to say. I'm gonna try to make you talk with me. to fall down along the way. Well, you pick me up, or would you put me down? Surely, sir, I really could not say. Yeah.
I got news you never got to go.
Ouch, that one hurt my ears.
Yeah, that's a little loud. Jeez. He's 76 years old, still kicking. Out there rocking. Yeah.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah. He's out there touring, 76 years old touring.
Well, he got into politics and a few other things.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. Whatever makes a buck, you know.
I guess.
That's all it's all about. I don't know. He's a big hunter, too. He likes to go out and shoot things.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So, can't... I think he's in Michigan or someplace up there.
Yeah, well, I think so. Yeah, he's definitely not. He's out there kicking out there. Let me see where he's at. Yeah, it says he was born in Michigan. If I can get up his Wikipedia, that'd be great. He's out there he's been out there for a while. He was born in Detroit. That's an interesting thing. You know, that's he's Detroit.
That's a rough place to come from.
Whew. Yeah, he became very anti-drug and alcohol, too. He drinks a little bit of wine. He has hearing loss. That's kind of a shock. no, I don't know. Yeah, I know he had a relationship with underage girls for a bit. That was a controversy. But, I'm not trying to condone it. Don't think that. But I think a lot of rock stars did that, so... his behavior was a little normal for that time period, you know.
Well, that's when you're young and stupid, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You're immortal.
Yeah, you're immortal and nothing
can... Nothing's going to hurt you.
Yeah, drugs aren't going to do anything to me, and I can have fun now.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
I think also the personality for someone that can handle touring, because, you know, it's so random, and same time you have to be... doing the same thing over and over again, it kind of gets boring.
Some bands and some people, they do it right. They tour for a while, then they stop.
Yeah.
And they take 6 months off and go do whatever they want to do.
A lot of the bands I do like that, they'll do that. At the same time, they'll take 10 years between making records. And I think that's interesting. Like, you know.
Well, as long as the money's coming in, they don't have to... create anything new.
Right.
Screw it up.
Right. But, well, even look at the Beatles. They stopped touring, really.
Yeah, a long time ago.
They stopped when they were a boy band, you know, I mean.
Probably in the 60s.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, they stopped. That, when I found that out, I was like, holy cat. That was before they, you know, made Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band album. And I don't think they even toured with that, did they?
Probably not.
Isn't that weird? They said they didn't want to hear the screaming anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
You don't hear that anymore, but anybody quitting because of, or, you know, stop touring because of that. That's kind of weird, you know?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to much of anything. Yeah, well,
I don't blame you.
I just don't. It doesn't interest me anymore.
Yeah.
I listen to the World Series on radio.
Right. to me,
old fashioned.
To me, there's a lot of there is a lot of music out there that isn't great and amazing. It's just it's very hard to find sometimes. It's not that easy. There's too much music out there, probably. Now, you know, before you'd have the record companies stopping a band that wasn't that good, probably from getting a record deal, or that was close enough, and they'd try to rob them or something. But nowadays, you can put your music out there and to the wind, and anybody can pick it up. And that's a lot of people are getting famous that way without even a record company. Yeah. So
well, that's a good thing.
Oh, I agree. I think the record companies were bad overall. Like, they had too much of a control over the market for that. Because, I mean, heck, you were in your band, and you guys had a lot of music that written, and they were stopping you guys from playing, you know, your music. But imagine if you did. What your life would have been like if, you know, you guys got famous.
Well, when I got drafted, that was the end of everything.
Yeah. Didn't the other guys get drafted, too?
No.
How'd they get out of it?
I don't know. Got a high number on the lottery or whatever it was they did.
Right.
Then shortly after I got drafted, they ended the draft, so.
Isn't that funny? My father missed the draft by a month. He was, you know, that's kind of a little fact that's interesting, because he could have went off to Vietnam. But who knows, you know? Isn't that weird, the whole thing? Because we haven't did the draft since.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well, back in my day, they took everybody and anybody.
Right.
So, I mean, I was in there with a bunch of dirtbags.
Right. Yeah, pre-9/11, they didn't take too many people.
They were stealing anything and everything they get their hands on.
Right.
This is over by New York City.
Right.
Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah, the New Jersey amp. I've been there before. Yeah. I was there for a little bit, but I was mostly in Fort Benning. Yeah. The home of the infantry.
That was awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Mosquitoes?
Oh, no, I was there. The basic training was there, and it was in the wintertime.
So oh, yeah.
Cold.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Somehow I always got through stuff.
Right.
I don't know how. I still don't remember how in the world.
Well, probably because you grew up in Waterford.
How in the world did I get through all that? And I don't remember it that specific, you know.
Yeah. I have the same thing. I don't remember all the specifics.
I don't remember the food I ate. I you know.
I just remember them making me eat asparagus.
I must have taken a shower once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
They'd make us take, like, 3-minute showers. That was our thing. You had to hurry up and get done.
I don't remember.
I can't repeat what they exactly tell us to do, but it was basically your armpits and your nether regions, and that's it. Move on. But I remember... they forced us to sit down and eat asparagus I don't like asparagus. I never did. Not, I don't care if it's roasted or grilled or spoiled or whatever. I can't stand it. And they made us eat it. It was the most nasty.
See, I don't even remember the food, really. Yeah. I don't remember nothing about it. If it was good food or bad food, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
You just ate it, yeah.
You just ate it and you kept going.
That's how I feel about most of it. And so I don't recall, but
yeah, a lot of crazy stuff. I got a yawn the microphone's on.
yeah. We better go to another one. Let's wake us up.
Let's play a song so I can wake up.
Riding in the Station.
What do you got?
10 years after.
10 years. Oh, geez, that was a good guy. What was his name? Getting old. I can't remember.
Yeah, they had.
He died though. Really. Common operation of some sort.
Rice Lee?
Spain or something.
Rick Lee?
No, Alvin Lee. Alvin Lee, 10 years after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was a good guy. He was friends with our band in New York City when we were up there. And it's one of the last people I saw before I got drafted.
Oh, yeah.
But Mr. Fingers, boy, could he play the guitar. Woo-wee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nobody played as fast as he did. Ooh. I just remember that.
Oh, wow.
But everybody's different, you know. Everybody's got a hook, you know.
Right.
Alice Cooper, we played in front of them, and this guy had a big, great big snake.
Did you ever like Alice Cooper?
No.
No.
I don't remember anything about him, except for he was all colored up and everything, yeah. Painted up, and
yeah.
He looked like it was Halloween.
Yeah, I think he did that on purpose. That was his marketing.
Oh, sure, that was his and catch.
He's not even a spooky guy, really. He's just, you know, different.
No, he's pretty down-to-earth, common guy.
Yeah, he's actually kind of a decent guy.
At least now, I don't know. Back then, I didn't get to know him.
So. But everybody's copied him. You know, nowadays, like, you'll see bands wearing makeup.
Oh, yeah, then Kiss came along. And
right. Marilyn Manson copied him, you know, basically his whole shick. You know, Marilyn Manson's whole shick is Alice Cooper, really. But Alice Cooper, yeah, he's a down-to-earth guy. You know, some of his music's pretty good. You know?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's out
so
there.
So anyway, let's play something here before I go dozing off.
Yeah, again. 10 years after.
Okay, all right.
Found another town. Rainmaker, rainmaker. Rainmaker, rainmaker. Rainmaker, rainmaker. Thank you.
Oh, there we go, Bill.
Oh, we on the recording?
That's right.
Oh, okay. I better straighten up here.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Wake up. You became the rainmaker.
I never heard that song before.
No?
They had a really famous one that we played, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, we'll have to save it for next week. How about that? Yeah, well, that'll be our Halloween special. It'll be October 30th.
Huh.
Next week.
I just play some spooky stuff.
Yeah, we could pick some spooky.
Scary, scary songs.
Scooper, yeah. We could put in some wacky stuff in there.
Yeah, why not?
Do you remember stuff from your childhood that was like Halloween themed?
No.
No?
At least I can't remember now.
Maybe we'll get that for next week. Yeah. We'll just look back and see how goofy it was, maybe. Because I remember stuff from when I was growing up in the 80s. And there's some wacky stuff. Because I used to like, ooh, that's spooky. You know?
Well, there's a movie called Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Jamie Lee Curtis was in it.
Yeah.
And who's that guy? Wasn't that guy that was chopping people up?
Jason?
I can't remember.
I'm
Friday the 13th guy.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
That's where it all started. There.
Right. Right. I'm looking here. Let's see here. That would have been. Oh, geez. Freddy Cougar.
Is that it? Freddy Cougar?
Yeah. The Jason, this guy? You're talking about the Jason Voorhees, the guys that wearing the mask?
I think he had a mask. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. That was called Jason.
Good name for him.
Yeah. But yeah, I never really got into those too much. But
no, me neither.
But a lot of people did. I remember that.
I guess it's spooky, huh? Or scary or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember nothing of them. Halloween. There was one, Anthony Hopkins.
Silence of the Lambs?
No, it was before that. It was. I thought it was called Halloween, too, but I don't know. It was very scary.
Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs. And
no, before that, I thought maybe it was Halloween was the name of that.
Wolfman? No, that's old. Oh. That's newer. Magic? That's a movie that was back from 1978.
Maybe that was it. Anthony Hopkins? And I can't remember.
Yeah, he had a Hannibal Lecter.
Magic might have been the word.
Right.
I wonder if that guy's still alive.
Oh, yeah, he's still
Anthony
kicking.
Hopkins? Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's still Holy kicking. Smokes.
Yeah. You talking about this movie here where he has a...
Magic, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins is still alive. He's still going around. He's an interesting person. He's very... I think he's a good actor, I think, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you might not have liked him, but he was good at what he did.
Yeah.
Being somebody creepy.
Yeah.
So...
And he was also did other characters besides horror movies and stuff. Instead of villains, he also did, you know, protagonist stuff, you know? He was an interesting guy.
Yeah, I don't remember much about him. So, anyways...
Now, this next group here, you got Uriah Heep. What do you know about them? Because you performed before them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we opened for them in Pittsburgh at the Forbes Field or Forbes. Well, it was right by Forbes Field.
Right.
Baseball field, I think it was. And a park. And they used our sound system because it was bigger than theirs.
Uh-huh.
But they were good, really good. And a band called Moses played, too. But we got stuck staying there till the very end because all the speakers were sitting on top of my van.
Right.
So I couldn't leave. So then something happened to it, a coil or something went bad on it, so I had to spend the night in the van.
Oh, jeez.
Until I figured out what was wrong with it, why it wouldn't start. It was a nightmare. But anyways, that's where I met Uriah Heep, and they were good. They were good guys too. They were, you know, they weren't all. Of course, that was in the beginning, so that was maybe 1970 or something like
right.
that.
Right.
But yeah, it was part of the history.
Right. Oh, definitely.
I mean, who knew? But I knew they were good. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
I guess they're still going.
Yeah, they're still going.
Jeez.
I think some of their members have passed on, and I think one is still performing, and that's a feat there itself. I think it's 55 years they've been performing, something like that. That's a long time. You know, you factor in touring and performing and playing those songs, and I think they're even writing new songs. They had a new album back in 2019, I believe, and holy cow, that's a lot of years of just making music.
Yeah, right. I mean, you got 7 chords to work with. So
right.
Yeah,
there's only so much you can do.
You get creative, make as crazy noise as you can. Okay, well, let's play them and let's hear what they got to say about all this here stuff.
Yeah.
Should have been back.
Go.
Yeah, that was pretty lively stuff. Huh?
Yeah, Easy Living.
They had a lot of good instrumentation, good singing, good everything.
Right.
You were talking about this next band, Wishbone Ash.
Yep.
Now that was a they never made it really big, but they were popular and they were good back in the day.
Right, in the 70s
or early 70s, I guess. And but they never really hit the big time, but they were good instrumentation, and we like to do some of their songs.
Oh, definitely.
I don't remember which ones, but
yeah, we got a few. We got
a lot.
We got Paris Phone and The King Will Come. I've heard both songs. It's just been a long time since I heard them.
Yeah, I don't remember nothing.
You know, and it's kind of like refreshing to go back and hear things like this, you know, once in a while.
Yeah. This has all been so long ago that I'm lucky. I don't remember much of anything. It's like Wishbone Ash. I mean, I remember the name and I remember hearing the music, but I couldn't pick it out if it was playing on the radio.
Because you said you remember some of their songs. We were trying to go through their catalog.
Well,
and
I just remember we played some of their stuff because it was pretty easy. It was all three chord, stuff, and it was just a matter of whoever the lead guitar player was.
Right.
But it was something to do.
Was it something that when you played it, did you enjoy playing it, though?
Yeah, I had to, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have done it. So,
right.
You know, we didn't do anything we didn't like to do.
Right. I think that's the key there, is if you like playing the song, then if you could picture yourself playing it, then I think that makes it a good song to you.
Yeah,
you know?
If it was fun to do, then you kept it. You know, right. If it wasn't, then you pitched it.
Right.
Replaced it with something else.
How about this? Was there any song that you would say that the bands that you've been in throughout the years, where the song was too difficult to do for you or another band member?
I remember there's a band called Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember the bass parts in there were just astronomically tough. But so was all the other parts. So we really never did anything by the Yes.
Yeah, they
thought about it, but it was really complicated stuff, so never really did anything.
I will admit, that's one there where you can say, boy, I wish I could play that. I used to play guitar, and some
I
of that...
I don't know, it just didn't make any sense to be that wild and crazy and that convoluted or something, you know, that complicated.
Yeah, different time signatures and stuff like that. I think there's a purpose, there's a time and place for that.
I don't know where they came up with that kind of stuff, but it was unique.
There's other bands that do that. Like Tool, for instance, they do different time signatures, and their drummer, what he does is crazy stuff. You know, but at the same time, there's a time, that's their band. They can do that, and people can enjoy that if they want to do that, but...
If they don't enjoy it, they ain't going to last long.
Right. But look, Yes, it's still going out there. You know, they're still kicking.
Are they?
Yeah. But I give them credit. They took something with music and took it to another level.
Well, it took them a while to get going because it was so different and so unusual. But once it caught on, whew.
Right.
But we never did anything by them because it was too complicated. It was way too complicated.
But yeah, we can play some Wishbone Ash and see how that goes.
All right, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Bill. We're at the end, but...
That's the end of the show?
Yeah. You have one. We have one more band, and you can say the name. I can't because...
Mott the Hoople. Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about them.
All I know is they're an English rock band started in 1966, and you know more than I do.
Wow. Which is about zero. I mean, I think we picked the song because it kind of sounded okay.
Yeah.
And but... where they came from? Well,
they're from the UK.
In England, yeah.
They were like a glam rock, hard rock band, you know, kind of like before the AC/DC, before Kiss, there was Mott the Hoople, right? They were originally called the Doc Thomas Group, but they changed their name after signing with Island Records in 1969. So.
Well, they didn't last long. I don't even know any songs that they did, really.
Right. But you knew about the band.
I knew the name, and I remember seeing them, seeing the name around and everything, but I don't remember any of their songs.
Right.
So I don't know too much about them.
Right. They had a song called All the Young Dudes. Yeah, written by David Bowie. I don't know if you ever heard it. It was their biggest hit originally. That's what it was.
Huh.
Yeah. But we're not playing that today. We're going to play a different one. We're going to be playing one that they wrote called Thunderbuck Ram. And that's a leaves a lot to...
You know, some of this old crap would fit in today. You know? Fit right in. Nobody knows the difference.
Yeah. That's the funny part, because there's bands out there, there are new bands that are playing stuff that's very similar to this.
Yeah. Same wackiness as this.
Yeah. To me, that was a funny name. You know, you don't see names like that too often in music anymore.
Right. Well, let's say goodbye. We'll see you all next week. Stay healthy. Eat right. Be nice to your neighbors. And I don't know what else. Stay
buy silver. Buy silver.
Well, you can buy it. No, I don't. Don't do that. It's
I'm
too
joking.
Expensive. It's clear up over $50.
Yeah, now. I know, right?
So stay healthy and be careful.
Prepare yourself for winter.
Yeah, get all the warm clothes out and warm boots and stuff.
Right.
Because it's a coming.
Yeah.
It's a coming.
Yeah.
All right. See y'all next week.